Week 1, Introduction to the Kidneys. In this session, we will work to understand the anatomy, function, and role of the kidneys. What are the kidneys? There are two kidneys. There is one on either side of your back. Each kidney is about the size of your fist. What does renal mean? Something is related to the kidneys. For example, renal failure is when the kidneys stop working. What is an artery or a vein? Your arteries and veins are like a highway for your blood to move throughout your body. When a word is in big letters, you can check the glossary in the back of the book to see what it means. The systems of your body are all connected. This means that different systems can send each other messages about what the body needs to do. Your kidneys work with your brain, bones, heart, and the rest of your body to make sure that your body gets everything that it needs for you to live a healthy life. If your kidneys are not working, they might not be able to send or receive messages from the rest of your body. All about the kidneys. What the kidneys do: filter your blood, remove extra water to make urine, make hormones, remove waste, and help control blood pressure. Note, when the kidneys are damaged, wastes can build up in the body. Let's take a closer look at your kidneys. Renal artery. The renal artery carries blood into your kidney to be cleaned. Renal vein. The renal vein carries the blood out of your kidney after it has been cleaned. Ureter. Your ureter carries bad substances out of your kidney after your kidney cleans the blood. Nephron. Nephrons are like little filters in your kidneys. They remove harmful substances from your blood. Let's do an activity. For this part, answer these questions about the parts of the kidney. You can pause the video and answer the question, and when you are done, you can press play. Question 1. Renal artery. What does the renal artery carry into the kidney to be cleaned? Question 2. Renal vein. What does the renal vein take clean blood into or out of the kidney? Question 3. Ureter. What does your ureter carry out of your kidney? Number 4. Nephron. What do the nephrons do? You can see the answers on the bottom of the page. What do the kidneys do? Your kidneys are like a laboratory. They can control vitamin D for strong bones, tell your body to make red blood cells, get rid of drugs and medicines, get rid of acid and fluid, get rid of waste, make hormones to control blood pressure, balance salt, potassium, and phosphorus. How much fluid do the kidneys handle? Your kidneys handle about 50 gallons of liquid every day. The kidneys work really fast. And 1 gallon is equivalent to 1 milk jug. Acid in your kidneys. Kidneys control salt, potassium, phosphorus, and acid in your body. Everything you eat has these things. When you eat, your body makes acid. When your kidneys work, they filter out the acid and get rid of it through urine. If your kidneys cannot get rid of acid, your body cannot grow as well as before. If you have this problem, a daily shot of growth hormone can help you grow. Did you know? Your body makes less acid if you eat mostly vegetables. It makes more acid if you eat mostly meat. Kidney connections. If your kidneys are not working, they cannot get rid of phosphorus, and your bones can become weak. Your blood pressure may change. If your blood pressure gets too high, your brain might not be able to work as well as before. You may have a hard time learning because of chemical changes. If you want more information, look for this logo, Advanced Material. In summary, functions of the kidneys. Keep up with vitamin D for strong bones. Tell your body to make red blood cells. Get rid of drugs. Cancel out acid and fluid. Get rid of waste. Make hormones to control blood pressure. Check-in questions. Number 1. Where are the kidneys located? A. On each side of your back. B. On each side of your stomach. C. In your bladder. Or D. Beside your heart. Number 2. Which of the following is something that the kidney does? A. Get rid of acid and fluid. B. Gets rid of waste. C. Makes hormones to control blood pressure. Or D. All of the above. 3. Which of the following do the kidneys not help control? A. Salt. B. Sugar. C. Potassium. D. Phosphorus. Number 4. How many gallons of fluid do the kidneys handle every day? A. 2. B. 10. C. 50. D. 100. Number 5. True or false? The kidneys help control your blood pressure. A. True. B. False. Advanced material. Kidney hormone connection. Parathyroid gland, located in your neck, makes hormones that control the growth of your bones. Acidosis. If your kidneys fail, they cannot get rid of acid. In time, you may have too much. Acidosis is the buildup of too much acid in your body. Acidosis sends the wrong message to the parathyroid. The parathyroid makes hormones that tell your bones not to grow. Your bones may get thin, become weak, or even break. Advanced material, kidney-bone connection. If your kidneys fail, they cannot get rid of the phosphorus that you eat. Phosphorus is a mineral that keeps your bones strong, but too much phosphorus is bad. High phosphorus. You may have pain in your bones, or they may become weak or break. If your kidneys fail, you will need to 1. Change what you eat, less phosphorus, to have strong bones. Number 2. Take medicines that stick to the phosphorus in your intestines before it gets to your blood. Advanced material, kidney-heart connection. The kidneys also help control blood pressure. Blood pressure is how strong your heart beats to move blood through your body. 2 numbers are checked for your blood pressure. 1. The systolic pressure, bigger number. How much pressure when your heart is squeezing the most? Number 2. Diastolic pressure, the smaller number. Pressure when your heart rests between beats. Normal blood pressure is about 120 over 80 for most people. Advanced material, kidney-heart connection continued. Why do you need a good blood pressure number? 1. To protect your heart and brain. 2. When your kidneys fail, your blood pressure may go up. Number 3. High blood pressure can lead to other health problems, like heart attacks and strokes that can hurt your brain. Blood pressure tracker. Write down your blood pressure here. You can use this list to keep track of your blood pressure reading every time you go to the doctor. Advanced material. Kidney bone marrow connection. Kidneys make a hormone called erythropoietin, or EPO. EPO tells your bone marrow to make new red blood cells. Red blood cells help carry oxygen from the lungs to the rest of your body. When your kidneys fail, they stop making EPO. Then, your bone marrow cannot make enough red blood cells, and this causes anemia. Shots of EPO 1 to 3 times each week can get your red blood cells back to normal. Advanced material, kidney-brain connection. If your kidneys fail, you may not be able to learn as well as other people your age because 1. Toxins, or poisonous substances, that are normally filtered out of the blood by the kidneys build up in your blood and slow down your brain. Number two, anemia keeps your brain from getting oxygen and also slows it down. Number three, high blood pressure may keep your brain from functioning at its best. This concludes week 1.